I have here the 10 most covered songs in music history. And it's the most covered songs in music history that have been recorded over and over and over and over and over again. And then I want to just also, we'll play bits of those. And then I also want to talk about the best or worst cover versions of songs of all time. And we would love to hear from you on that. You can call or text right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for the best or your most memorable or the worst cover songs of all time. And here are the most covered songs in music history. So, Esmeralda, it's not very surprising to find out that the Beatles are all over this list.
Oh, for sure.
Of the 10 most covered songs of all time. Do you know what the most covered song of all time, do you know what the most covered song of all time is?
Of theirs?
Well, I mean, and it's them,
theirs.
And it's also the most covered song ever.
Oh, Hard Day's Night.
No. It's the most covered song of all time.
Love Me Do.
Nope.
It's, All You Need Is Love.
Nope.
Revolution.
You're just going to go through the entire
Day
Beatles?
Day in a Life.
Day in a Life?
Could you imagine?
Well, you know what? That was a...
I love it at weddings.
Cheap Trick covered it. In fact, Cheap Trick, I don't know if you knew this or not, Esmeralda, but Cheap Trick toured and did an entire tour where they performed all of Pepper with an orchestra. It was fantastic.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they released it too. I mean, you can get it online as well if you're interested. Cheap Trick covering Sgt. Pepper. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. And they do a killer version of Day in the Life. So no, here it is, Esmeralda. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The most covered song of all time is this.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Yeah, I'm such a Paul guy. I swear to God. I know it's unpopular. I'm a Paul guy. I know everybody is a John guy. Esmeralda, are you a Paul guy or a John guy?
I want to say John,
yeah.
But it's Paul.
You want to say John, but it's Paul. Okay. All right. Dan, do you have a preference, John or Paul? Oh, you're George.
I am George.
That's right. You're
yeah.
George. That's right. That's right. And then Zooey Deschanel is Ringo from 500 Days of Summer.
She would like that.
Yesterday has been covered. Get this, Esmeralda. You ready for the amount? Take a guess at how many times it's been covered.
1 million times.
Okay, that was a good guess. Covered more than 2,200 times. Is that unbelievable?
I was hoping it was more.
2,200 times. Joan Baez, Liberace, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and Vogue, Boys to Men, among many, many, many others, put their own spin on the song. Now, here's the thing, Esmeralda. You know you've made it as a band when Daffy Duck gets in on the action.
Nice.
Listen.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Some shadow seems to be a safe attached. Hey, watch it up there!
I was hoping he would say, I'm not half the duck.
Yeah, I'm not half the duck I used to be. That's pretty great. Okay, we have 9 more of the most covered songs in the history of music. And also, I want to hear from you guys. What are the best, the worst, maybe the weirdest cover versions of all time? And we'll get to that right after we take a break here, and then the news is next. Wildcard Wednesday. Hey, everybody. That's the greatest rock and roll song ever recorded. How about that? We just heard a portion of the greatest rock and roll song ever recorded. Brad in Chicago Ridge. Cheap Trick with Surrender. And it's Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday, yeah. That's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower in the Allstate Studios. We are live, and we'll be here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. How's everybody doing this morning? We are talking about cover versions of songs, and what are some of the best and some of the worst? We've talked about this in the past, but we love having some fun and getting some new thoughts on some of the covers. And if you would like to jump in here with your favorite or the least favorite or the worst or the best covers of songs, 312-981-7200. And I have a list here of the 10 most covered songs in movie history. We've already talked about Yesterday by the Beatles, which has been covered more than 2,200 times. And now we are going to move on to more covers. And the next one on the list, Esmeralda, is this, which I believe is one of your choices here, I think. Yeah, Satisfaction, I Can't Get No, in parentheses, Satisfaction, by the Stones. This classic Rolling Stones song has been redone by a diverse array of artists, including Jimi Hendrix, Devo, and Vanilla Ice. Now, get this, it was also famously covered by Britney Spears at the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards before she launched into Oops, I Did It Again. I don't remember that, but we have it.
It sounds so cheesy.
Oh, God.
It sounds like something you would hear on, like, a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah.
Where they had to do a generic song.
That
like,
was,
that's,
boy,
no.
It was that bad.
And the best part is that whole riff.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's not there. Now, Esmeralda, was that one of your choices?
It was, yes.
Whose cover did you like?
It was this band called The Opsun. And they're, I don't know where they're from. They're from Mexico, maybe.
Do you have that, Dan?
No soy nada. Sin tus besos. No soy nada. Sin tus besos. Pues sin ti. Pues sin ti. Pues sin ti. Pues sin ti. No soy nada.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they can't really translate it.
Yeah.
So they had. I mean, it's pretty much different words.
Yeah.
Because they say they're nothing without, you know, they're talking about a girl. They're nothing without you.
It would mess up the melody though if they had to like translate it, you know, specifically. Okay, so that's a great version. That's cool. Yeah, now let me ask you guys this: have you ever heard of Devo's version?
I don't think I have.
Oh, this is one of my favorite covers ever. Here we go.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get me no early action. And I try. I can't get no. I can't get me no. When I'm watching my TV and a man comes on to tell me how white my shirt could be, but it can't be a man because he's just not supposed.
Yeah. I love that version so much. I love Devo, man. Has anybody ever seen, you guys ever see Devo live?
No. I have not.
Oh, man. Just fantastic. Fantastic. I love that version of Satisfaction. It's great. Now, Esmeralda, you got another one that you, because we had Satisfaction here on the list of the 10 most covered songs of all time, coming in at number 2.
Yeah, this one came to mind because I had just recently learned that it was a cover.
Oh. You didn't.
I can't touch on John. I'm my last faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn.
Now,
that's the cover.
That's a cover. That was the big hit.
Yeah.
But it was, wasn't it a male artist who
I don't know. I know it was a band. It was
okay.
A whole band that did the song. It wasn't just
it
one
was
person.
It was Torn. Who's the artist there? I can't even remember her name.
Natalie and Bruley.
Oh, Natalie and Bruley, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember who did the original.
It's a band named Edna Swap. I've never heard of them until.
Do we have it? Here's it.
Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn.
Yeah.
I gotta dig both versions.
I think this is better. I think this version is better. You know, it's rawer. You know, the lyrics, you know, are being interpreted a little bit, you know, more passionately.
Right.
And that's cool. I remember hearing that before. I've heard it before.
Yeah,
but,
I was like, what?
No, a lot of people, you know, there are songs out there that people don't realize are covers. There's a ton of them out there. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, years and years ago didn't know that All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix was a cover, in my opinion, is the best cover song of all time, the greatest cover version. Even Dylan says it.
Yeah, it always cracks me up when the covers are better than the original.
Oh, yeah. No, that happens every once in a while. I mean, I would dare to say that it's very close, but I think You Really Got Me by Van Halen is just as good, if not a little bit better, than the Kinks version of You Really Got Me. Sometimes, Van Halen's done a bunch of covers. But, yeah. So now, Vic, you have one?
I brought it up last time we did this.
Yeah.
The most hated band in the world did an excellent cover. Do you remember? I'll quiz you.
Wait, is Nickelback?
Yeah. Nick, really?
Oh, yeah.
And was it a ZZ
cover.
Top? ZZ
yeah.
Top?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
really
hear
really good, in my opinion.
Conflict, stick pin, and I still battle more than do you hear? They come around and just disguise as they can. Every girl's crazy about a shirtless man.
It's good, it's faithful.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And that was live. I think, I believe, right, Dan? That's a live recording.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they really, really nailed it.
Okay. All right, there you go. Nickelback being represented by Vic.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we still have the most covered songs in music history so far. We've gone through yesterday, and we've gone through I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And we got a bunch of people who are calling in, 312-981-7200. And if you've got texts you want to jump in here with, it's 312-981-7200, the most the covered songs of all time. It's, I mean, 2,200 times for yesterday. You know? I mean, that's crazy. And that's just like, Esmeralda, that's just like recordings.
Right?
You know what I mean?
All the bands.
Just all the other people that have played it live.
Is American English, I wonder, in that count? What's that other Beatles tribute band?
The Faux Beatles? The Fab Faux.
No, there's the one that very much like that where they dress up and they.
Yeah, well, Fab Faux does that. No, actually.
They? No.
No, they don't. That's Fab Faux is the one with Anton from the Letterman's band.
And the is it La Bamba from Conan's?
Yeah, those two guys are in the Fab Faux. Yeah. But I've seen American English like 900 times.
Oh man, you do not know when I was in. Was it junior high or just like freshman in high school? Me and my friend went to go see them at some community center or whatever, and we were freaking out. We got their autographs. It's so embarrassing.
It's they played every year, and I still think they do play every year at Beatlefest. And I used to go to Beatlefest. I went to about, I want to say, you know, 15 Beatlefests in a row, 15 years straight. We would go every August, get a room at the Hyatt, and go to Beatlefest for those 3 days that weekend. And American English would play in concert on Friday night and Saturday night of each weekend.
I mean, they're awesome.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're great. Yeah, they're great. So every year when we go to Beatlefest, it would always be, you know, I mean, it was very similar every single year. Well, it's called Fest for Beatles Fans, but you had to change the name of it. But always got to see Terry Hemmert, which was fantastic. Terry Hemmert was always the host. And she was just great. Got to hang out with Terry Hemmert and listen to American English. And they're still around, those guys. They play all the time. A lot of street. You've seen them in the summer. They played a bunch of street fests.
Oh yeah.
During the summer. So, all right, we got a break. Everybody, hang on. We got people on the line who want to talk about some of their favorite covers. We also have the 10 most covered songs in music history to continue with. Welcome back, everybody. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Steve requested Fred Astaire and Ray Noble, the Yam. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How you doing, everybody? We're back. It's Nick DiGilio, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 o'clock. We are talking about your favorite cover versions of songs, and I also have the 10 most covered songs in music history. So far, Yesterday is on top with over 2,200 cover versions, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Stones are up there. Let's take a couple of phone calls, then we'll get back to the most covered songs of all time. Here is Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How
are you? Yeah, you're killing me. I should have been asleep, but I couldn't resist staying on this topic. You're killing me. I had the one that the mic dropper that I don't care whatever any other one is. This, to me, is hands down the top one, but I had some runners up before I say that one, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you got La Bamba, the remake of that.
Oh, sure.
Lobos was really decent.
Yeah.
I thought of while I was on hold, Angel in the Morning, I believe, was Juice Newton.
Juice Newton re-recorded that one, yep.
Yeah, that was a decent one. I thought Pinball Wizard, Elton John's version, was pretty good compared to the Who's.
Yeah.
Pinball Wizard. Two obscure ones, and then my top one. Who Do You Think You Are? Bull Donaldson and the Haywoods from, I think, 1975. Yeah, and that brings me to a cover of a cover of a cover by a band, Jigsaw, Sky High.
Oh yeah, that was a big hit too.
Yeah, and that was a cover of a cover of a cover.
Mm-hmm.
That was covered three times, and my top one, hands down, is It's Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, yeah. Johnny Cash, yeah, that's an amazing cover. That's absolutely little, great.
Little fun fact about that. When Trent Reznor heard Cash's version, he pretty much disowned the song.
Yeah.
He pretty much said, it's yours.
Yeah.
When he heard Johnny Cash's version.
Yeah. It's great. It is absolutely great. One of the best ever. Rich, thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Take care.
Take care. Here is Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, speaking of Jimi Hendrix, both Hendrix and Bad Brains did a great version of a Beatles Day Tripper. Bad Brains put their reggae spin on it, and Hendrix did it for his BBC sessions. And, of course, Otis did a great version of Satisfaction at Monterey Pop Festival, 1967. It's interesting, real quick, that Doors story, you know, like September, October, where Ed Sullivan wouldn't let him say hi or on television for Light My Fire. Like 3-4 months earlier, maybe late May, mid-June, right before Monterey Pop Festival, the Mamas and the Papas are singing Creek Alley. McGuinn and McGuire Can't Get Any Higher in L.A. You know where that's at. Oh, but I guess that was okay.
Uh-huh.
Mamas and the Papas, what harm could it be?
Yeah.
Ed, they were all junkies. And it's funny, you met Brian Jones was at Monterey Pop Festival, and he's probably in the audience seeing Otis and his band play Satisfaction and going, oh, my God, we need horns. Gets on the phone, talks to Mick, calls Mick, says, Mick, we need horns. Suddenly Bobby Keys, Ernie Watts, Goat's Head Soup, Exile on Main Street, Beggar's Banquet. Suddenly the Stones have horns after Brian Jones sees Otis sing Satisfaction.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Great
Thanks.
Stuff. Thank you, Steve. Take care. All right. Next on the list of most covered songs in music history, another Beatles song. Esmeralda, are you ready to hear what the next one is? It's another Beatles song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Now, this seems like surprise to me that this song has been covered. And here's what the explanation is. A somewhat surprising choice considering the Beatles' other hits, but Eleanor Rigby has been covered 131 times. That's crazy. By artists such as Ray Charles, Tony Bennett, Aretha Franklin, Kansas, and Swedish industrial metal band Pain. Kansas covered Eleanor Rigby? Oh, my God. Here's the Ray Charles version.
All the lonely people. All the lonely people, do they all belong? Look at all the lonely people. Look at all the lonely people.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that version many times. It's great. All right, so there you go. So far, the top three covered songs in music history, two of them are by the Beatles. So we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next, and then more cover versions and most covered songs of all time right here on 720 WGN.
I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. When I sat down on Santa's lap, I let one slip out.
I put it on Santa's lap.
Wildcard Wednesday continues. You're being Wildcard Wednesday. 773 area code requests the Little Stinkers with I Farted on Santa's Lap, parentheses, now Christmas will stink for me. That's pretty good. I think that's a holiday classic right there. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We are talking about the 10 most covered songs in music history. So far, we've talked about Yesterday by the Beatles, I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles, and we've got more. Tons of texts are coming in because in addition to just talking about the most covered songs, we are also talking about your favorite covers. And maybe the worst covers of all time as well. And the phone lines are open and the text lines are open at 312-981-7200. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hi there. How you doing?
All right.
All right. You got a few here for you. The Doors perfected Light My Fire. Of course, they wrote it and all that. But Jose Feliciano put an acoustic spin on it, which is...
It's great.
Not only like a classical guitar. It's just... It's in a category by itself.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's great. It's great.
It's so simplistic without being overbearing. It's fantastic.
I like the whole light my fire, light my fire, light my fire part. That's my favorite part of his version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no keyboard, nothing overbearing about it. Yeah. Okay. Don't know if you remember this song or not. My Back Pages, Bob Dylan wrote it. The Byrds perfected that. Dylan's voice raunchy to unacceptable. But do you remember the song My Back Pages?
I do, yes. Not the Dylan version, but yeah.
Good. Yeah. The Byrds perfected it. That's the only version you need. Somebody already mentioned If Not For You. Dylan wrote that, of course. Of all people, Olivia Newton-John, I think, perfected it before anybody knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that song?
I do, yes.
Okay. And one other I had to mention. Jimi Hendrix, of course, wrote Little Wing. Derek and the Dominoes put the slow, bluesy, almost raunchy version of it on the map.
Yep, that's a good. It's a great version. Little Wing is a great version of it of Derek and the Dominoes. Yeah, outstanding. All right, Mike. Thanks.
Sure.
Take care, buddy.
You betcha.
See ya. Speaking of Little Wing, the There's a version that Sting did that I absolutely love that so many people hate. Dan, can you find the Sting version of Little Wing? Man, did I catch hell when my friends, you know, I thought Oaken was going to punch me right through a roof because I love their version, Sting's version of Little Wing. Yeah, but yeah, it's not very well liked. Here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love this version, man. I don't care. I just think it's fantastic. That's also, you know, we got to do this one time, Esmeralda. Have we ever done Desert Island Discs with you?
We could pick some. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Pick some albums that you would take on a desert island. Like maybe like 10 albums that you could, the only albums that you could take on a desert island, a deserted island, Desert Island Discs. One of them for me would be from that album right there, Nothing Like the Sun by Sting. One of my favorite albums of all time ever. I love that record so much. All right, let's see. All right, you ready for the next one? The next song on the most covered songs in music history is Cry Me a River by Julie London.
Now you say you're lonely. You cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
Yeah. This jazzy number from 1955 has been covered by a huge range of people, including Barbara Streisand, Joe Cocker, Aerosmith, Rick Astley, Bjork, Merle Haggard, and Olivia Newton-John. The Joe Cocker version is fantastic. The Joe Cocker version of Cry Me a River is outstanding. By the way, Joe Cocker did so many great covers. You know, speaking of the Beatles, A Little Help from My Friends, his version is unbelievable. Joe Cocker, you know, made a name for himself doing magnificent covers of songs. And but here's Merle Haggard's version of Cry Me a River.
Now you say you're lonely. You cried the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
That's great, man. Merle Haggard, man. He was the best. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, can you guess what the next artist is? Who the next artist is on the most covered songs?
Beach Boys.
No, it's the Beatles. That's
oh. All right.
All right, and it's this.
Bright are the stars that shine. Dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die.
Hey, you know what, Esmeralda? The Beatles were good.
Yeah, they're all right.
Oh, my God. That is such a great song. That is a beautiful song. As original song from one of the Beatles' early albums, Hard Day's Night, it's been covered and reworked by Bob Marley, Smokey Robinson, Sarah Vaughan, Barry Manilow, and Vince Gill, among numerous others. By the way, Barry Manilow, last night we were up in Rosemont at my screening, and it was kind of a busy area. You know, Barry Manilow played last night he had the Very Barry Christmas.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he played at the Allstate Arena. So it's a lot of middle-aged women up in Rosemont last night. So, all right, well, here is Smokey Robinson's version.
Bright are the stars, the
Yeah, I've heard that version. That's a really interesting interpretation. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound at all like the original, but it is very, very, you know, Smokey Robinson. Well, because it's by Smokey Robinson, that would, you know, make sense. But that arrangement and the way it's sung. David Monroe says Elton John's Pinball Wizard is the best. Anything by William Shatner is the worst. 224 area code says Here Comes the Sun by Richie Havens. Yeah, that's great. And Jeff Buckley's version of Hallelujah. The Gov says The Descendants covered Wendy by the Beach Boys, and it's way better. Mary says Take on Me, done by Real Big Fish. Somebody covered Take on Me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. Did they hit the notes? Are they able to hit the high notes?
I don't remember. I mean, it's, you know, it's a ska version.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, there you go. Okay, cool. We got a break here. We got weather and we got traffic, and then we'll get back to the rest of the most covered songs of all time.
You're my wonderwall.
Yeah. It's another band that I don't apologize for liking. I love Oasis. Larry choosing Oasis Wonderwall Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah! Continues 312-981-7200. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're talking about the 10 most covered songs of all time and taking your calls on covers that you like or memorable ones or even bad ones. Here's Donna on WGN. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
Tom Waits wrote Jersey Girl and Bruce Springsteen covered it.
That's absolutely right. Yes, 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 yes. And that's become like a signature song of his, too, of Bruce's.
And it's probably one of the few covers he's ever done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unless you count Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Which is, you know, you hear now at this time a lot during this time of year. So, okay, Donna,
true.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. By the way, Jay in Ohio says Bruce Springsteen's cover of Santa Claus is Coming to Town is fun and is my favorite. Miles, Jen Bosworth's husband, says that Elton John's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is the best version. Peter in Decatur says one of my favorite covers is ZZ Top doing Viva Las Vegas. 905 area code says Aretha Franklin doing Jumpin' Jack Flash. 630 area code, Proud Mary by Ike and Tina Turner. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one. Jason Indiana says Nickelback also did a cover version of Elton John's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Andrew in Alabama said Killing Me Soft Me by Roberta Flack is a cover. 812 area code says Blood, Sweat, and Tears cover Got to Get You Into My Life, and it's pretty awesome. Kurt says the band Shinedown does an incredible version of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Simple Man. 847 area code Fools Rush In by UB40 and Maybe I Never Love You by Willie Nelson. Now that's You're Always On My Mind. Always On My Mind. And Fools Rush In would be Falling in Love. I can't help falling in love with you. That's the UB40 song. And the best cover has to be The Sound of Silence by Disturbed, 708 area code says. That really took the internet by storm when that recording. I think it was on a talk show. I think Disturbed did it on like one of the late night talk shows, that performance that just went everywhere. It went viral. So let's see. Here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man.
Hey, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, the best cover album ever.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And also Johnny Cash, American Four. He does all the covers also.
Yeah. We mentioned Hurt a little while ago, the cover of Hurt that he does, which is just amazing.
Yeah, but the reason why I called is Mavis Staples and the Talking Heads doing Take Me to the River. Both songs fantastic.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah.
Just love them both.
Yeah, I do too. They're both great versions, no question about it. All right, Jim, thanks for the call.
Take it easy, buddy.
Take care. All right, let's see. All right, you ready for the next one, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Summertime by Abby Mitchell. Abby Mitchell is the person who originally sang Summertime in the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess. But Janis Joplin's cover is probably the most well-known version. Sonny and Cher did it as well, and so did R.E.M., a much-covered song. And here is Janis Joplin.
Summertime, time, time, child, fish are jumping on. Hey, the cotton on, cotton's high. Lord's high.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely great. Okay, next on the list is a solo Beatles, Esmeralda. So not only have the Beatles as a group dominated this list, but now John Lennon with this.
You may say.
Now, this has been covered a bunch of times. Music stalwarts like Joan Baez, Ray Charles, Elton John, David Bowie, and Queen have all given their personal touch to Imagine. And then in recent years, Pink, Lady Gaga, and Avril Lavigne have all joined the list of artists who attempted to make the John Lennon classic their own. So, now, I've not heard this, but Esmeralda, this is the Lady Gaga version. Have you heard Lady Gaga's version of this?
I don't think I have.
Here we go.
Oh, may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday that you'll join us. And the world will live as one.
There's a live version right there. That sounded like
very
a live version.
Operatic.
Yeah. Yeah. One quick call here before we break for the news. It's Pat on WGN. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah. Jose Feliciano's cover of Hey Jude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's great.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, really, really good version, too. That's a great one. Okay, Pat, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, take care. Yeah, Jose Feliciano's. You ever heard Jose Feliciano's version of Hey Jude?
I haven't.
It's really good. It's really, really good. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we got the news coming up next, and then we'll continue the countdown here of the 10 most covered songs of all time and take your calls and texts on cover versions. 312-981-7200. The news is next. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man. Wildcard Wednesday continuing. 708 area code requesting Twisted Sister. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Yeah. All right. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are talking about the most covered songs of all time and good and bad cover versions of songs as well. If you would like to join us, talk or text, it's 312-981-7200. And let's go to... LJ on WGN. Hi, LJ.
What's going on, Nick? Season's greetings. Happy holidays.
Same to you, buddy.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a specific song, but I'm wondering if the Carpenters aren't one of the most covered artists ever. Specifically, I thought about Luther Vandross. I'm wondering if he couldn't put together a greatest hit album with just songs he covered by the Carpenters.
That he covered by the Carpenters, yeah. Yeah, they've been. Yeah, a lot of Carpenter songs have been covered for sure. No question about it. Yeah.
All right, that's what I have for you, Nick.
All right, LJ, take care, buddy.
All right, thanks.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Mitch on WGN. Hi, Mitch.
Morning, Nick.
Morning.
So even though John Denver wrote it, and obviously it was a big hit for him, I still think Peter, Paul, and Mary do the version of Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Mm, yeah.
And actually also I think their version of Early Morning Rain is much better than the original.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and one of the things that kind of amazes, I'm a pseudo musician and I have played around in recording studios a little bit. And when you YouTube Peter, Paul, and Mary, the main one you'll get if you go to Early Morning Rain and probably also Jet Plane, you look and there's two guys with acoustic guitars. There's, you know, a microphone pointing at each guitar and a microphone in the middle and a guy in the back on stand-up bass. And it's one of the greatest recordings you'll ever hear. Mm-hmm. And it's a live show, you know, it's live. And I'm just always amazed at how little is there and how much they get out of it.
Yeah.
And then the other one I told your screener was the I Still Think the Beatles Do Roll Over Beethoven better than anyone.
Yeah, that's a great, absolutely a great version. Great version. Okay. Thank you, Mitch.
You're welcome.
Have a good morning. 312-981-7200. I've got a ton of texts that have come in about this. And we continue now with getting back to the 10 most covered songs of all time. And this is one of the most covered songs of all time. Here it is. So that's Over the Rainbow, and it's one of the most frequently performed songs during American Idol, for sure, and American Idol auditions. It has been covered plenty of times by some musical greats. Non-Idol cover versions include Willie Nelson, Patti LaBelle, Eva Cassidy, Eric Clapton, Chet Atkins, Tori Amos, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, and Israel Kama, what? Kamakawiole is a Hawaiian rendition that's mixed with What a Wonderful World. It's gotten a lot of play in recent years, and we have that right here.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, and the dreams that you dream of once in a lullaby.
Yeah, that's Dan, that's played a lot. I've heard that version a ton.
Yeah, I mean, like, that is, like, the go-to last episode of a series.
Yeah.
Somebody just passed away.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it is just one of those cliches. Like, you hear that on a TV show
yep.
at least once a season.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think it's been in a couple of movies, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, that's just that version has become, like, second only to Judy Garland's version, I think.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We got some text here. Let's get through some of these. Carol says the Ides of March also did a cover of Eleanor Rigby. Leroy says Willie Nelson's Lighter Shade of Pale. Wow, I've never heard of that. I've never heard Willie Nelson's version of Whiter Shade of Pale. Whiter Shade of Pale, that's crazy. Steve says Jerry Lee Lewis's cover of Somewhere Over the Rainbow is great. So there you go. There's another version of that. And Bonnie Raitt's cover of The Wanderer. 773 area code says Leaving on a Jet Plane covered by Frank Sinatra. We just talked about Leaving on a Jet Plane. Officer Andy said Rage Against the Machine's version of The Ghost of Tom Joad by Bruce Springsteen. I've never heard that. 630 area code says, I love Stevie Wonder, but I think the Chili Peppers did a higher ground version is better. I don't agree with that. But, I mean, I like the Chili Peppers version. No question about it. I think the Chili Peppers version of Higher Ground is great. But let's see. 312 area code says, a live version of Knocking on Heaven's Door by Guns N' Roses. Axl Rose's vocal range is incredible. I will not discuss. not a fan. Keith said, Linda Ronstadt did some fantastic covers. Yeah, she did. She did do some great covers. No question about it. We also have this one here, 815 area code. I like this. I enjoy what 815 is saying here. Alien Ant Farm does a version of Smooth Criminal, which is amazing. I love that version.
Oh, yeah.
I love that version of Smooth Criminal. Okay. All right, Esmeralda, we got two more left here.
Okay.
On the list of the most covered songs, and one more of which, of course, is by the Beatles. So let's hear what the next Beatles song that is covered is.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night.
That's one of my favorite Beatles songs of all time.
Nina Simone cover that?
You know,
she covered a Beatles song. I forget which one.
Maybe she did cover that. That's such a beautiful song.
Maybe not that one. I can't remember.
Here's what they say, though. Another one of the prettiest Beatles songs ever, and another one of the most covered. Dave Grohl covered it during the 2016 Oscars. Mm. And there are also versions by Fish. Fish?
It's 20 minutes long.
Jesse McCartney, Bobby McFerrin, Elliott Smith, and Eddie Vedder.
How depressing must the Elliott Smith one be?
Oh, man, yeah.
Boy.
Eddie Vedder's version is great. I mean, they cover a lot of Beatles songs, Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder. And when I saw them last year, they covered Rain by the Beatles because it was supposed to rain that night.
Ah, okay.
But they covered, well, and they do a great version of it, too. All right, now, so we heard, obviously, the Beatles version. This is Bobby McFerrin's version, so I'm assuming there are no musical instruments in just his mouth.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's okay, but it's no.
No.
I wouldn't think of it. No.
No. Do you remember the sketch? The sketch that Key and Peele did where it was Bobby McFerrin and I can't remember who the other. But they had like a jazz off.
Oh boy.
It was so funny. It was just, well, obviously it was funny because it's
mouth instrument.
Yeah, they had
was
a
was it the
battle.
Guy from Police Academy?
No, maybe it was the guy from Police Academy. You know what? I think it might have been Michael Winslow.
Who else?
I think it might have been Michael Winslow. It was Bobby McFerrin, I think, against Michael Winslow.
I mean,
and it was
who else makes noises like that?
Key and Peele. Oh, man. So funny. Those guys. I miss their show. I miss Key and Peele. I miss them. I mean, they're doing great work, obviously.
Right.
You know,
they're busy.
Keegan-Michael Key is on Broadway right now in a Steve Martin play with Amy Schumer.
Good for him.
And Jordan Peele is like the king of Hollywood right now. So, and I showed you what they sent me.
Yeah, for the Get Out?
For Get Out. I mean, they sent out, you know, you get a lot of screeners and stuff during this time of year if you're like part of the Academy or you're, you know, in the press and you're going to vote because you're part of an association or whatever that does voting. Mm-hmm. And they try to sway your vote. They'll send you scripts and soundtracks and stuff. And they send you movies. They'll send you screeners. And I got a screener of Get Out, you know, like a few weeks ago. And they just sent me this incredible coffee table book that I showed you.
Yeah. It's the art in it is amazing.
It's unbelievable. And it's just like, hey, for your consideration, here's this book. And there's a big intro by Jordan Peele in the front and everything.
I'm curious how much that would go for on eBay. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to keep that, like, that's retirement money there.
Yeah, it is. And it's called Now You're in the Sunken Place. And the front cover is just all white except for a teacup and a spoon.
Yeah. I'm curious if they'll put that out at some point.
Yeah, I think people
would
buy it.
I would hope so, because people would pick that up, right? That's like the on par with Babadook's book.
Oh, I got
it. Didn't they do that too?
Yeah, they did release a limited number. I never got it. But I bought the special edition Blu-ray that has a mini book. So when you open up the Blu-ray, it pops out and he pops out and says, "Let me in." Like
and
when you open
it. He twerks.
He does not twerk. Does not twerk. Yeah. It was really funny, you know, that I don't know if you remember, but over the past few months, coming to my film clubs, there's been a family and a guy brings his 10-year-old son.
Yeah.
And I said he saw Halloween, he brought him to Halloween. Mm-hmm. I was like, "You're a good father," I told him. And he came to Planes, Trains last month and he was at Christmas Vacation last night. Mm-hmm. And so when I was asking people to come up with titles of movies to suggest that we show, the kid didn't say anything, 10-year-old didn't say anything during the conversation, but he came up to me afterwards. You know, I was turning the microphone off and stuff because I talk in front of the screen. Yeah. And he came down the stairs afterwards and he walked up to me. He was kind of very, very timid. And he goes, I want to ask you to suggest a movie that you could show. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, sure, man. What do you think?" And he goes, mm-hmm. "The Babadook." And I went, "Wow, dude. All right. Your dad is a hell of a father letting you watch The Babadook." He wants The Babadook.
You go hang out with that 10-year-old.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great kid, man. He's very, very, very cool. So anyway, 10-year-old kid requested The Babadook last night. All right. We got to take a break. We got weather. We got traffic. And then we'll wrap it up. We've got one more of the most covered songs of all time and a ton of text to talk about here. And that's all coming up right after we listen to some weather and some traffic. And here's your weather.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
Yeah!
Like a rhinestone
Glenn Campbell, everybody, the great Glenn Campbell. 708 area code on Wildcard Wednesday requesting Rhinestone Cowboy.
Is that a euphemism? Rhinestone Cowboy? Or is
We've
it
got
literally
rhinestone.
Is it literally a cowboy wearing
cowboy
rhinestones?
Wearing rhinestones, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Absolutely. I remember Johnny Carson did a takeoff on it, and he came out on a horse, on stage, on a horse, with like 8 million rhinestones.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't just have a couple.
No. Nope. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about the most covered songs ever, and we got a ton of texts. Want to get to those. But here it is, the last one, and it's The Look of Love by Dusty Springfield, which has been covered a bunch of times.
The look of love, the same is so much more than just words can ever say.
Now, written by Burt Bacharach, the great Burt Bacharach, originally sung by the great Dusty Springfield for the first Casino Royale soundtrack from 1967. So it was in that Bond takeoff movie, Casino Royale. The Look of Love has been covered a bunch of times. Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, Nina Simone, The Zombies.
Oh.
The Zombies covered it? Wow. Marvin Gaye, Shirley Bassey, and Diana Krall are just a few of the artists who have made it their own.
Yeah.
And we have Diana Krall's version of it.
The look of love, it seems so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath.
I remember the version in Austin Powers.
Was that a cover version? Did somebody...
I want to say it was because they had that fake band with what's her face from the Bangles?
Susanna Hoffs.
Yeah.
Susanna Hoffs.
So I think maybe she sang
She covered it. Yeah, that's probably what it was. You know who Susanna Hoffs is married to, right?
The director.
The director. That's
Austin
why
Powers,
that's why
yeah.
she's in the movie.
And she's a wonderful artist.
Well, I like Susanna Hoffs. She's awesome. She's awesome. All right, a lot of texts. Doug in Kansas City said one of the worst cover songs that gets played this time of year is Sugar Ray doing Little Saint Nick.
Oh, man.
Not only is it awful, it ignores the fact that the Beach Boys, not Sugar Ray, had a hit song called Little Deuce Coupe, which is the premise to the song. Okay.
I didn't know they did one.
Mm. Sugar Ray, man. Mark McGrath, champion of rock rock and roll Jeopardy. 708 area code says, worst cover ever, the Carpenters version of Ticket to Ride, truly dismal. 708 area code said, Loretta Lynn does a great version of These Boots Are Made for Walking. I bet she does. 219 area code says, I prefer James Taylor's cover of Up on the Roof. I don't know about that. I mean, I like it. It's good, but the original isn't great. 815 area code says, Lenny Kravitz's version of American Woman is amazing. Didn't...
It's another Austin Powers. Austin Powers.
That's not one of my favorite. That's Heather Graham dancing around in that video, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy that.
Did she put it on mute?
Dan, am I nuts? Did Madonna cover American Woman?
She did, I believe.
She did American Pie.
American Pie. That's right. She did American Pie. Yeah. That's right. 847 area code says, I want to hold your hand by Lakeside. Oh, I bet that sounds pretty interesting. Here's a good one. 406 area code says, Voodoo Child by Hendrix, covered by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Oh, great version. 847 area code says, Ray Charles cover of Stevie Wonder's Living in the City. It's terrific. We had that played on Fly Jams Friday a couple times. Mm. 630 area code, I saw Kiefer Sutherland, and he was really good. His own songs are awesome, but he also did a great version of Knocking on Heaven's Door. Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's playing stuff. I don't know what the name of his band is, but I know he plays.
The Sutherlands?
I think it's just him.
It's just
like
him?
His dad's not there, so.
If Donald was there, I'd go. If Donald Sutherland was in concert, are you kidding me? I'd be the first in line. 309 area code, Chris Cornell's cover of Nothing Compares to You. Fantastic. Fantastic. Speaking of guys who have passed on, George Michael. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. His cover of that is great. Somebody to Love, his version of Somebody to Love by Queen, which is available. You can see it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest you see, because it's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. It was during the Freddie Mercury tribute. After Freddie Mercury passed away, they did like a 3-hour tribute thing to him. It was on pay-per-view and I ordered it. And his version of Somebody to Love, which is not an easy song to sing. You're going to take on Freddie Mercury. Those are big shoes to fill. And then his cover of I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt is phenomenal. Let's see. 630 area code says, Creep by Postmodern Jukebox with Haley Reinhardt is unbelievable. Creep as in?
Radiohead.
Radiohead, right? Not TLC?
No, well, maybe. It's probably the Radiohead.
It's probably Radiohead, yeah. 708 area code, Black Crowes version of Otis Redding's Hard to Handle. Yeah, they had a huge hit with that. The Black Crowes had a huge hit with Hard to Handle.
Is that, oh, that's a cover?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's Otis. That's an Otis song. No disrespect to Janis, but Sam Cooke's version of Summertime is better. I agree. Our good friend Jim Hankey says Charles Bradley's cover of Changes.
Man.
Let's see. 21 Pilots' ukulele version of Can't Help Falling in Love is great. Unchained Melody by Willie Nelson is great. Willie's Georgia on My Mind is great. Derek the Truck Driver says the Ataris cover of Boys of Summer. Let's see. Movies featuring Somewhere Over the Rainbow. The ukulele version of Somewhere in the Rainbow was in Finding Forrester. The Hawaiian version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow was used when Anthony Edwards' character on TV show ER, when he died.
It's that old?
Yeah.
That's how I first heard it.
Man.
It was also in 51st Dates. Good morning, Nick and crew. Grateful Dead, one of the best cover bands around. 815 area code 423, echoing my George Michael, I Can't Make You Love Me. And it just says, I Can't Make You Love Me. Oh. Manfred Mann's version of Blinded by the Light, originally done by Bruce Springsteen. Lou says, I'm willing to bet that Willie Nelson leads the league in covers. He's got a bunch of them, for sure. Rufus Wainwright covers the whole album of Judy Garland and Carnegie Hall. And then 847 area code says, how about Little Richard's version of I Feel Pretty? It's hilarious. So there you go. All right. Thanks, everybody, for participating. I had a ton of calls and a ton of texts. That was fun. And those are the 10 most covered songs of all time. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow. You know who's coming in tomorrow?
Who?
Steve and Johnny.
Oh, boy.
Steve and Johnny are going to be here tomorrow. Okay. Take it easy, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. The news is coming up in 7 seconds.